The eunuch stroked his cheek. Or perhaps Circe would let Sir Ilion strike off his head. Less risk for the Lannisters that way, though quite an unpleasant surprise for their little friend. Ned felt his anger rise. You knew of this plot, and you did nothing. I command whisperers, not warriors. You might have come to me earlier. Oh, yes, I confess it. And you would have rushed straight to the king, yes? And when Robert heard of his peril, what would he have done, I wonder? Ned considered that. He would have damned them all, and fought anyway, to show he did not fear them. Varys spread his hands. I will make another confession, Lord Eddard. I was curious to see what you would do. Why not come to me, you ask, and I must answer, why? Because I did not trust you, my lord. You did not trust me? Ned was frankly astonished. The Red Keep shelters two sorts of people, Lord Eddard, Varys said. Those who are loyal to the realm, and those who are loyal only to themselves. Until this morning, I could not say which you might be. So I waited to see, and now I know, for a certainty. He smiled a plump, tight little smile, and for a moment his private face and public mask were one. I begin to comprehend why the Queen fears you so much. Oh, yes, I do.